The Paranormal Patriot.
COVID, pandemic, COVID. You know why they're trying to talk everybody out of voting? People aren't buying it, CNN, you dumb bastards. They're not buying it.
Trump national.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another edition of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Now this week's show, it's going to be kind of a quick one. I've got things in my regular life that I have to get done this weekend, so I wanted to talk to you. One of my good listeners and one of my good friends, you might know him from Jim and Mike Talk, the podcast I promote on this show. He got a hold of me and said, Tom, I really think you need to talk about the Joe Rogan thing going on right now, and I completely agree. I was going to talk about it last week, but I didn't get a lot of time to research it and see what exactly is going on. So I've got thoughts on that, and you will hear about those. I'm going to talk about, of course, the Canadian convoy. We can't go a show without talking about that. And then I'm going to end the show with a quote-unquote certified genius and what this person says actually happened to us. It kind of revolves around an old friend of mine. So stay with me for that because it is interesting info, something you don't want to miss. So let's talk about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's podcast is without a doubt huge. It's immense. It is the biggest podcast in the world. He's making a ton of money. He signed a multi-million dollar deal with Spotify, so it's exclusive to Spotify. And I've talked about it. Now, let's be honest. Truth be told, I'm not the biggest Joe Rogan fan. I have a hard time listening to a three-hour podcast. But with that being said, I have also listened to two that I've talked about on this show, the Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone podcast. And that is where Joe Rogan has run into some hot water with the left. And let's be honest, Joe Rogan, he's not a conservative. He's not. He leans more left. But give the guy some credit. He is what I wish Republicans and Democrats could be. And that is someone who can see both sides of the story. So you've got the left out here just mandating masks, vaccines, and Joe Rogan is like, hold on. I'm going to get some conflicting and some different sides of the story as to exactly what's going on with this vaccine and what's going on with the COVID pandemic as a whole. And he got Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone on there. And if you haven't listened to those podcasts, yes, they are 3 hours. But I'll be honest with you, I've listened to each and every one of them at least three times, because there is so much information in there that you have to listen to it multiple times. But again, these two doctors are where he got his problem. The problems stem from having these two on here. Why? Because, like Neil Young said, it's misinformation regarding COVID. So my first question is, who is determining what is misinformation? Because it seems in this day and age, the only type of information you can get is pro-vaccine, pro-masks, and COVID is a death sentence. That is the only type of information you can see. How many times on the radio, how many times on the television, how many times on social media do you see an advertisement that goes against the narrative that tells you, hey, the vaccines may not be safe. Do your own research. How many times do you see that on the TV, on the news? Anywhere. You don't. There is only one narrative. There is only one source of information, and anybody, Joe Rogan, myself, anybody that goes against that runs the risk of being canceled. And that is where Joe Rogan came in. Now, Neil Young, in a lot of my younger people are like, Neil who? Neil Young was the 60s and 70s singer who was anti-establishment. He was the rebel. Well, he has come out and said, hey, that's misinformation regarding COVID. Either Spotify removed Joe Rogan or I'm removing my music from Spotify. It's a simple no-brainer there to me. Joe Rogan has the most popular podcast on the planet, and he's exclusive to Spotify. Neil Young has music that 99% of the people on this planet had never heard of. So you would think Spotify would be like, okay, take it off. I don't care. But in today's society, you can't just do that. You have to be woke. So Spotify, knowing that Joe Rogan is making them a ton of money, had to walk on eggshells around this. They couldn't say, listen, you need both sides of every story. And to be truth be told, Joe Rogan has had both sides of the story on there. He had Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the CNN doctor, the pro-vaccine, pro-mask-wearing, pro-COVID is a death sentence doctor from CNN on there. Granted, he made a fool of him because Sanjay Gupta doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He's just regurgitating the media talking points. But he does have both sides of the equation on there. But nobody looks at that. They just look at the fact that Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone. Now, Dr. Robert Malone was the inventor of the RNA vaccine. He was the inventor, and he has come out and said, this is not good. This is not good at all. Dr. Peter McCullough has come out, and all he's doing, all Dr. Peter McCullough, his biggest gripe is, listen, we are the only time we're treating people is when it's just about too late. There's no treatment when you get COVID. Any other illness, you go to the doctor, they give you treatment. They give you Theraflu. They give you antibodies. They do something to stop the virus from spreading in your body. COVID, they say, you have COVID, go home. And then you get worse. Then they try and treat you when you're in ICU. I'm a perfect example of this. I was in Alabama with COVID. They sent me home to drive to Michigan. By the time I got home, I was near death. And then I had to be treated in the hospital. Thank God the monoclonal antibodies were around at that time, because if they weren't, you wouldn't be hearing from me. I'd be dead right now. Dr. Peter McCullough, that's all he's asking is, why are there no treatment options when there are treatment options? Ivermectin is a treatment option. Hydrochloroquine is a treatment option, but these are being vilified by the media and by the government. What does that tell you when there is a proven, and you can sit there and, again, both sides of the story, you can listen to reports that say, yeah, that doesn't work. You can read reports that say, yes, it does. So if you have conflicting reports, why just permanently cancel it? Just say, listen, if you want to try it, go ahead. Ivermectin, unless you take a whole 15 mcg tube of it at one time, it's not going to hurt you. Hydrochloroquine, if they prescribe that to you and you take it in the proper doses, it's not going to hurt you. So what is the point of not letting this out into the public? It has been proven from numerous people that Joe Rogan was one of them. Joe Rogan took ivermectin and hydrochloroquine. I, prior to me getting sick, was taking ivermectin. Whenever I felt I was around somebody with COVID, I took a little glob of ivermectin. Never got sick until I forgot to take it to Florida, and then I got sick. In the hospital, I was not given ivermectin. I was not given hydrochloroquine. I was given remdesivir. They are finding out, and this is the ridiculous blowing my mind aspect of this. They know that remdesivir destroys the kidneys and destroys the liver. Yet they're still prescribing it to this day. It is proven to be non-effective against COVID. I was given remdesivir and had to be taken off of it because all I could do, I couldn't eat anything. I was just drinking water, drinking soda, just to get some. I was so dehydrated, so I was just drinking. And my urine was coming out the color of Coke because the remdesivir was destroying my liver. They had to take me off of it. Thank God that they did. I was actually pissed when they did. I'm like, come on, I need something that's going to stop this. I thought remdesivir was going to stop it. It didn't. And that was my stupidity for not looking up remdesivir. I was just looking and hearing things from other people saying, yes, it works. Well, if I would have done some other research and had that other research given to me or even accessible to me, I would have looked at it, because I've studied up on COVID like you wouldn't believe. I've studied up on the effects of COVID. I've studied up on long COVID. I've studied up on what works and what doesn't work. And I can tell you right now, if I would have known remdesivir didn't work and had a chance to destroy the liver and kidney, I already have liver problems. I have fatty liver that's gone into, it's escalated, I guess. If I would have known that, I would have told them not to give it to me, because one thing you need to know, when you are in the hospital and they're giving you all these pills, ask them, what are these? If I would have known at the time when they told me this is remdesivir, I would have said, absolutely not. I refuse to take that. Give me something else. But I'm like, oh, yeah, remdesivir, thank you. Because I did not have that information. So Joe Rogan, thank you. Shows like his, shows like mine that give you the opposite view that what the narrative is telling you, that ivermectin actually does work. Hydrochloroquine actually does work. You don't get that. They are blocking that information from you. And it's people like Neil Young and Joni Mitchell that are just exacerbating that narrative that, listen, you can't have another side of that story. It is impossible for you to get that side of the story. Again, who is determining what is misinformation regarding COVID? Because the only people that you hear about are pro-vaccine, pro-masking, and COVID's going to kill you if you don't take these steps. That's it. Where are the people? Why can't you hear from the people? The doctors, the nurses. I went on a long, drawn-out escapade last week about this idiot who is wishing people dead that aren't getting vaccinated, that are wishing people dead who don't mask up. And that's the problem. Those type of people, they don't want to hear and they refuse to hear any other side of the story. So that's all you get. All you get is that side of the story. Even though there are things that can help you. If you get COVID, there are treatments so you won't go into the hospital, so you won't get sick, more sick. But you can't hear about those, because if you do, they're labeled lunatics, ravings of a lunatic. You can't hear that side of the story. And the cancel culture, Neil Young, and let's be honest, it's the left. It is the Democrat Party in this country that is perpetuating this narrative that if you subscribe to another theory other than what we are telling you, you are a conspiracy theorist, Nazi thug who doesn't care about other people. That is the narrative out there. And that's what people like this idiot that I talked about last week, trust me, there are millions of them out there that would rather see you dead than to be told the truth about some of these alternative therapies against COVID. They don't want to hear it. Neil Young, apparently he's got fans somewhere. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's got some old 70s, 80-year-old people that are big fans of Neil Young that probably are not big listeners on Spotify. Okay? So he says, take my music off of Spotify. Great. And then, of course, you get the media, Spotify lost $2 million since Neil Young left. And okay, we're going to take that with a grain of salt, because I guarantee you, Neil Young, if you listen, you can go, if you have Spotify, you can click on that artist and you can tell how many monthly listeners that person has every month. Neil Young did not have anywhere even close to enough listeners to generate $2 million. Now, there may be people that say, hey, if you have Neil Young's on there, I'm just getting rid of Spotify whatsoever. Fine. I'm so tired of the cancel culture. Then Joni Mitchell, another one of the 60s, 70s, love childs, free world peace, anti-establishment people. Well, I'm going to follow Mr. Young. I'm following Neil Young because you need to hear what the government's saying, because that is true. What Joe Rogan and Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone are saying is false. They're conspiracy theorists, not Nazi thugs who don't care about other people. That is what we are dealing with today. I am absolutely tired of the cancel culture. Speaking of cancel culture, Whoopi Goldberg, she got suspended for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, that's it. Because she's an anti-Semite. Let's call a spade a spade. She's an anti-Semite. She got suspended for 2 weeks. Now she's threatening to quit. Now listen, I'm going to surprise every single one of you out there. I don't think she should have been suspended. She said what she wanted to. If you don't like it, change the channel. Don't watch The View. What a better way. A 2 week suspension for Whoopi Goldberg is not going to do a thing except make her apologize when she comes back, which she may or may not do. She's that type of person. But let me tell you, you really want to stop that show? Stop watching it. How this show is popular is beyond me. You've got a bunch of hens cackling on TV about Donald Trump, who hasn't been president for over a year, but yet they're still going to sit there and just do nothing but talk about him. Why are they not talking about Joe Biden? Because Joe Biden's doing a great job. The economy is doing great because the inflation rate is rising. Trust me, that's a Democratic narrative that people are buying. The cancel culture is out of control. Everybody, it doesn't matter if you're a janitor, if you're a president, everybody has to watch what they say because you are one sentence away from being canceled. It is that bad. People are that sensitive, and people need to stop being that sensitive. If you don't like The View, if you don't like what Whoopi Goldberg said, and it was horrific, Whoopi Goldberg's, well, she's an idiot. She's an absolute lunatic. Don't watch her. Turn off The View. What a better way to show her she means nothing than to get her show canceled because nobody watches anymore. Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, they're hateful people. They are filled with hate. I am not convinced that this whole spiel from Whoopi Goldberg about the Jewish people not being a race of people, I don't know. I'm not convinced that doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump. Somehow they're going to turn it around. That's Donald Trump's fault. That's what they do. So on that note, if you don't like what Joe Rogan's saying, don't listen to it. It's as simple as that. We are so programmed now. Well, I shouldn't say we. A lot of us are so programmed to, if we don't like it, we're going to make a big stink about it. Just don't listen to it. Don't watch it. That's all you have to do. You are making a bigger stand by doing that than you are by demanding your music being removed from Spotify. All you're doing is taking half of the country, half of the planet, and making yourself look like an idiot to them. If you just say, nah, I'm not going to listen to Joe Rogan. If a reporter comes up and asks you, hey, what do you think about Joe Rogan having Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone on there? What would be a better answer? Well, Spotify better remove my music from their catalog, sounding like a Karen. Or, I don't know, I don't listen to Joe Rogan. I don't agree with his politics or agree what he stands for. So, if you say that, your fans, because fans are short for fanatic, okay? It's as simple as that. If you are a fan of Joe Rogan, you're a fanatic for Joe Rogan. If you're a fan of Prince, you're a fanatic for Prince. That's, you know, and that's one thing I really respect Prince for, is he didn't call his fans fans. He called them family. Tom McDonald, same thing. Any of my fans are fam to me. They're family. We're not fanatics. You know, I am one of the world's biggest Prince fans that this world has ever seen. Did I agree with everything Prince said and everything he put out on a record? No. So I had a choice to make. I could either stop listening to Prince or not let it bother me. I chose to not let it bother me because I'm an adult. That's what adults do. Neil Young gets butthurt because Joe Rogan is quote-unquote selling misinformation, so he just has to go out there and say, well, my music is not allowed on Spotify anymore. Okay, Karen, you made your point. Not really. Joe Rogan's still on Spotify. Joe Rogan's still making a ton of money. Now, you just lost out on some income. You didn't lose out on $2 million that the media is saying that Spotify lost because of Neil Young's departure. Isn't happening. Absolutely is not happening. But yet the media is going to make it out like Neil Young is the savior of the planet. He is the master of the COVID movement. You know, it all boils down to this. Joe Rogan is making a crap ton of money. And Joe Rogan apologized, which amazed me. I couldn't believe Joe Rogan apologized. And here's my theory on that. I'm going to go off a little subject here, but here's my theory as to why Joe Rogan apologized. Listen, he is exclusive to Spotify. So that means he signed a contract and he's making millions of dollars on this contract. If he doesn't apologize, then he's probably going to get dropped by Spotify. And he probably has it in his contract that he cannot go anywhere else for the duration of the contract, which I believe is 5 years. And I think he's 2 years into it. So with that being said, that means 3 years of not podcasting anywhere. He can't start his own podcasting company in podcast there, because Spotify holds the rights to him for the next 3 years. So if he doesn't if Spotify says, Joe, listen, you need to apologize. If not, we're going to void the contract. You're not getting paid, and you can't go anywhere else. Joe Rogan's not stupid. Joe Rogan's got a lifestyle he has to live by now. So he's going to go out there and, you know, I expected Joe Rogan to say, you know what, F you. Screw all you. I don't give a shit what you say. If you don't like it, don't listen. But no, he comes out and he actually apologizes. And I was amazed until I put two and two together and realized he had to do it to secure his income. I believe after 3 years, unless there is a major, major reconciliation between him and Spotify, Joe Rogan's gone. And when he leaves, he is going to trash Spotify. Because that's not Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is kind of a badass. I'll give him that. I don't see Joe Rogan apologizing for content that he puts on his show. Again, if it'd be different if the content was, you know, one-sided. You know, you had Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, who, by the way, were some of his biggest episodes ever. That should tell you something right there. But he also had Sanjay Gupta on there. He has other people who are pro-vaccine on there. The media doesn't talk about that because they don't want you to know that. And you have to ask yourself, and this will be the end of this segment. You have to ask yourself, who is deciding what is misinformation and who is deciding what is not misinformation? Because it sure as hell looks like it's the left that is deciding what is misinformation. That's not right. We need to be able to get both sides of the story. We need to be able to know that we have options to treat COVID before it turns into something that will lead us into the hospital to possibly die. But that doesn't make money. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, you can get for pennies on the dollar compared to these monoclonal antibodies. Did you know in order to receive an infusion of monoclonal antibodies, you have to get asked a series of questions? These questions determine how sick you are. So in other words, you have to be ready to go into the hospital or almost dead to get these monoclonal antibodies. These monoclonal antibodies work. I am a living product of monoclonal antibodies. If I didn't receive them, I wouldn't be here. It is amazing. I received 2 bags of it, and after 2 bags, I could already tell they were working. After 8 bags, I'm like, get me out of this hospital. But we're waiting. We're waiting until you are that sick that you have no other option other than monoclonal antibodies. These monoclonal antibodies should be everywhere. They should be given out. Listen, if we're giving out free COVID tests left and right, if we're giving out free COVID vaccinations, why not give out free monoclonal antibodies? If you are tested positive for COVID, the first thing you do is get these antibodies. Bam, you're done. You're not sick anymore. But no. We're going to make you get a vaccine. We're going to mandate a vaccine that doesn't stop you from getting COVID, a vaccine that doesn't stop you from transmitting COVID, and popular to contrary belief from what the media and the liberals say, a vaccine that doesn't stop you from being hospitalized or dying of COVID. When we have ivermectin, we have hydroxychloroquine, we have monoclonal antibodies that can cure this right away, bam, you're not sick anymore. If we can give out vaccines for free, if we can give out free masks, if we can give out free home COVID tests, we sure as hell can give out monoclonal antibodies for free and eliminate every one of those. So you don't have to wear a mask, you don't need the vaccine, and you don't need the test. If you feel sick, take the antibodies, bam, you're done. Simple as that. But they want to keep the pandemic going. And listen, countries around the world, Finland, Britain, other countries around the world are easing it or absolutely giving up on COVID restrictions because they realize they don't work. But here in America, we're still mandating vaccines. We're still trying to mask up everybody. We're still shutting people down. We're still going for vaccine passports. What is the problem here in America? Why are we still hellbent on these dictatorial, these draconian COVID mandates when the rest of the world has wisened up and said, they don't work. Let people live their lives. That is the question. When are we in America going to realize what the rest of the world, and don't think that the people of England, the people of Finland, Canada, next segment, we're going to talk about what is going on in Canada. You think it's bad in America? Oh, I pray for you, Canadians. But you Canadians, you are the light at the end of the tunnel. And we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. When are these draconian COVID measures going to be eliminated? Because they don't work. I told you last week about that guy that has just been hounding me about the vaccine and I don't social distance and I don't wear a mask. He was hounding me, calling Florida COVIDia. That's not true. Florida has proven beyond the shadow of the doubt. The CDC was proven to be fudging the numbers in Florida to make it look worse than they really were. They admitted it. They had to retract and redo the numbers. And when they redid the numbers, because Florida isn't shut down, Florida does not have a mask mandate. And they're doing 20, 50, 100 times better than states like Michigan, New York, California, who have these draconian measures. It's not COVID. It's Florida. And if the rest of the country had followed DeSantis's and the state of Florida's, if they would have followed their guidelines, this country would be in a much better place. But no, we have states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, New Jersey, New York, Michigan, California that just shut their state down. And nobody can figure out why COVID is so much higher in those states. Look, you're going to get COVID. You're going to get it. Accept it. And when you get it and you survive it, be grateful because you have just passed the test. You now have a natural immunity that is 27 times better than any vaccine. A very, very good family member of mine just had COVID, fully vaccinated with all the boosters, sick as a dog. He got COVID. He can transmit COVID. There are studies out there that are not peer-reviewed yet. When they are, you won't hear about it. You're going to hear about it here first. There are studies out there that prove if you've had COVID, the chances of you spreading it are almost nothing. If you've had the vaccine and you get COVID, the chances of you spreading it are almost guaranteed. That is what you're not being told about. And that is my big issue with this Joe Rogan thing, is you can't hear any other side of the story. What I ask my audience, no matter what side of the equation you fall on, if you're pro-vaccine, anti-mask, pro-mask, get both sides of the story. Because you will be better educated for it. And you will be better for it in the long run. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to talk about the Canadian convoy. God bless them. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You and I, can we make something beautiful? You and I, go whichever way the wind blows. You and I.
Okay, so, hey, quickly, Rick Ness is putting out new podcasts. Listen to the Stuff of Nightmares. Jim and Mike talk. I apologize. When I lost my computer, I lost the file for the promo. I'm working with Jim to get that file back so I can promote their show. And with that being said, if you have a show that you would love to promote on this show, get a hold of me. Satire is Not Dead with Harvey Gott. The Stuff of Nightmares by Rick Ness. Jim and Mike talk. Vanishing Gates with Jay Miles. Those are all shows that have taken advantage of that. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost a thing, and it gets you in the ear of thousands upon thousands of listeners every month. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Everywhere else is going to charge you for that type of promotion. You know, when I started this show, it started with a Logitech plastic headset, and it was entitled Mysteries of Michigan. And I had shows that would help me out and give me advice. And I always said, you know what? These guys are doing it for me, for free. I'm going to return that favor. And I am honoring that pledge I made to myself. If you have a show that you want to promote, I don't care if you have a book, an event, anything. If you're listening to this show and you want to promote it on this show, all you have to do is contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Hell, if you even want a shout out as a listener, why not? Send me an email, ghostseeker4@charter.net. I'll put it out there. If you think I'm crazy, send me an email. I'll put it out there. I have no shame in this game. I like to look at myself as a Canadian trucker. Yes, the Canadian convoy. You knew I couldn't go without talking about that. So we... When I say we, myself and a partner of mine I work with, we know a lot of Canadians. He knows them because he's a pretty big fisherman, and he should be broadcasting and advertising on this show because I do it for free, Roy. He makes his own jigs for fishing, and he's part of the walleye tour, and I have a lot of Canadian friends. So we have a lot of Canadian contacts, and each of us have contacted them and said, hey, I'm hearing a lot about this convoy. Is it really real? And to a person, it is real. When you're hearing rumors of 100 kilometer and more mile stretch of trucks heading to Ottawa, it's no lie. These truckers are out there protesting vaccine mandates. They're protesting the vaccine. They're protesting that they can't cross the border without a vaccine. Listen, the vaccine doesn't do anything. Until the government realizes that, and trust me, the government knows this. If you and I know that the vaccine does not provide you any sort of protection, then the government knows. But yet they're still going to mandate vaccines. They're still going to say, if you are not vaccinated, you can't cross the border. Now, here's the thing. It infuriates me, the hypocrisy of this. Here in America, we are not letting our unvaccinated truckers across the border because Canada won't let them. But here in America, we are going to just open up the border to anyone, regardless of whether you have COVID or not, you can come in. The hypocrisy of this is just, it blows my mind. Well, in Canada, these truckers have had enough. They have descended on the capital city of Ottawa to the point that Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, he's gone. He fled. He couldn't handle the heat. But yet, before he left, he had this to say about the quote-unquote fringe minority. Listen to this.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
Now, here's the thing. You can take what he just said, following the science, protecting our elderly, our children, and you can put his speech with any other world leader, and it's the same damn thing. It's the same narrative. You have to protect yourself. You have to protect others. You have to protect the elderly. You have to protect the children. You have to follow the science. That is the narrative. And you can take any world leader and put them in that spot, and they're saying the exact same thing. This is mass formation hypnosis, exactly what Joe Rogan is being censored for. It's real, and it's happening. And it is affecting half of the country, half of the planet. It doesn't matter what country you're listening in. It's affecting half of it. Half of that country that you live in, blinded, they are hypnotized. The other half, we're aware. We can see through the facade. We see, we don't see in the media, the massive amount of truckers that are descending upon Ottawa. And they are not the fringe. You know, Justin Trudeau can tell you 90% of the people in Canada, 90% of the truckers are vaccinated. And that's an outright lie. That is something to save face. It's not true. If that were the case, there wouldn't be hundreds and hundreds of miles of trucks in a freedom convoy that are descending upon Ottawa. That would not be the case if over $10 million has been created, has been given to this GoFundMe page. And listen, GoFundMe, they stopped it. They said, no, we have to stop this and check our rules and regulations. Bullshit. They are a left-leaning organization. Do not, if you listen to this, screw GoFundMe. GoFundMe. Listen. And I don't want to sound petty on this, but listen, GoFundMe is a business, and they take a certain amount. That's fine. You're a business. The whole point of being in business is to make money, contrary to popular belief. But for them to take a movement, a freedom movement, that has generated over $10 million in donations, and freeze it and say, well, we have to check our rules and guidelines. That is the epitome of the left. That is the epitome of socialism. That is the epitome of censorship. These Canadian truckers, that all they are trying to do is they want their freedom back. People don't want to be oppressed by their government. The government should have no control over what you do. But so many people want the government to tell them what to do. Let them. If you want to, you know what, sign a waiver. Sign a waiver saying, I will do what the government wants me to do. But for the rest of us, we just want to live our life without government interference. But these Canadian truckers, they're descending on Ottawa. And Trudeau he's freaking out. He is beyond freaking out. He's just, I don't know what to say anymore. They're the fringe. 90% of Canadians are vaccinated. They don't represent 90% of Canadians. Bullshit, they don't. They represent the world. They represent your nation. They represent people who want to be free. And you are deathly afraid of that, as you should be. Because as a socialist, the last thing you want are free-thinking citizens. Anybody who's free-thinking in your society needs to be re-educated. You can't handle that. You can't handle the fact that there are millions and millions of people who don't want your control, who want you out of their life. And this is what the Freedom Convoy is all about. It isn't about vaccine mandates. It isn't about the fact that they can't cross the border. It's about the fact that the government is stepping on their neck. When? Where is the Freedom Convoy in America? Where is the Freedom Convoy in Australia? There's rumors that it's starting. I haven't seen it. Where's the Freedom Convoy in Austria?
where they have draconian. You can't leave the house if you're unvaccinated. Where? Where is that convoy? When are we going to realize that there are more of us than there are them? And all we have to do is stand up to them. Canada. Canada, everybody. Everybody looks at Canada as, oh, it's the northern neighbor of America. Oh, it's the great white north. Oh, Canada. They love their hockey and their curling. They are the bastions of freedom right now. The rest of the world needs to look to Canada as an inspiration. Canada made their leader flee the capital city. He is running away from freedom fighters who are not fighting. And here's the huge difference between patriots and Democrats, essentially. Democrats, if they don't get their way, they're going to burn your cities. They're going to kill you. They're just anarchy. Patriots, they're going to do it peacefully at first. If that doesn't work, well, we're not going to tell you what's going to happen next. There's a huge difference in the way conservatives and just freedom-loving Americans, Canadians, whatever country you live in, Britons, France, or French, whatever country you live in, there's a difference between those who want the government in their lives and those who don't want the government in their lives. Now, some could say that, you know what? The Freedom Convoy isn't going far enough. You want to really make an effort? You need to start fighting these people, physically fighting these people. It doesn't have to come to that. If anything, Canada has shown you that you get enough people, you can make these leaders scared for their lives. You can make these leaders scared for their position, and they will flee. They're not leaders at that point. So those of you in America, those of you in England, those of you in Australia, Austria, wherever you're listening to this show, Canada, the truckers in Canada are your inspiration. We can stand up to this government. I don't know what's going to happen in Canada. I really don't. But the fact that they have made the leader of the country flee that city gives me enough hope to know that if we band together, if we stand up together, we can regain our freedoms and we can make this world, our country, a better place. At this point, it's up to us. We have to do it or else we're going to lose our freedoms. And it's not just our freedoms. I don't care about my freedoms. I'm old enough. I've lived a great life. It's my kids and my grandkids and all the generations beyond. We need to do it for them. Thank you, Canadian truckers. You are an inspiration to the rest of the world. When we come back, we're going to talk. Did we go into another dimension? We're going to visit an old friend. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
From what you told me, maybe you want me all alone. But it That's all you show me. I ain't the only one that be giving you love. I know I say I'm open to doing what we say is okay. A place to escape, erase all the pain. Taking off your chain, saying not to wait. Grabbing on my face, yeah, I say I don't mind. Telling myself I'm not.
All right, if you've listened to this show for a while, you know I had an infatuation with CERN, the Large Hadron Collider on the France-Sweden border. Was it Switzerland? I don't even remember at this point. But I kept telling everybody, bad things are going to happen with this. Now, this article, I don't know if you even need to take it with a grain of salt, because anybody that has been living since 2000, we'll even say 2000, in living now knows that things are just left is right, right is left, up is down, down is up, and right is wrong, and wrong is right. I mean, everything is just ass backwards right now. Well, there's a 13-year-old prodigy, and he apparently offered proof that CERN had recently destroyed our universe, shifting us into another parallel universe. Now, this prodigy, Max Laughlin, he is a child genius, described as probably the smartest kid in the world, and at 13 came up with his own free energy device. Okay? If you came up with your own free energy device, why are we not using it? But according to Max, CERN has actually destroyed our universe, and we now live in a parallel universe that was closest to our old one. I've talked about this in the past, and I have a question. What is our reality? Is it our human flesh, our mortality? Yes, but it's also what they call a quantum entanglement. Unified fields of consciousness. Free energy, superhuman abilities, singularity, parallel universes, and alternate realities. The universe is as simple as a smile on my face, and it is as complex as the word infinity. I'm going to say that again. The universe, it is as simple as the smile right now on my face. And it is as complex as the word infinity. How many of us can actually compute and comprehend infinity? Apparently, Max Laughlin, the 13-year-old child prodigy genius, well, he can. And he says that CERN has destroyed the universe that we were currently living in. And when that happened, we moved to the next closest universe. Well, apparently this universe that we live in now is a shit show. And how do we get out of it? I mean, literally, I'm a big believer in parallel universes, alternate dimensions. I believe our consciousness can go from one to another in a blink of an eye without us even knowing it. And as I stated on previous shows of the Paranormal Patriot, CERN has the ability to destroy universes and create alternate universes. Or I shouldn't even use the word create alternate universes. I should say open alternate universes. So I guess give CERN credit, because before they destroyed this universe, they apparently opened the next universe. But that next universe was just a circus. And we are the monkeys. It's according to this prodigy. And listen, I told you on a previous show in 2012, I believe it was, that our world ended. CERN destroyed the universe we were living in and created or moved us to the next universe, the next parallel dimension. I don't like this dimension. This dimension makes no sense to me. Left is right. Right is left. Up is down. Down is up. I don't understand it. As does many of you. You don't understand it. How many of you have said, I don't understand what's going on in this world anymore? Maybe this isn't the world we lived in when we were growing up. Things are definitely different. Did people change? Yeah, possibly. Did the universe change? Possibly. Something happened. I don't know if we went into another universe. I don't know if we're in the same universe and people just got absolutely evil and vengeful and Karens and Kevins came upon the scene. I don't know. But something is definitely different from when I grew up. And even when, you know, even when I had my kids, it's a totally different world than what I grew up in and what I was raising my kids in. I don't trust anybody anymore in a way, because it's an evil world. And did that happen overnight? Or did we move to a dimension that is just everybody's, you know, half the population is just an absolute evil jackass? Is that what happened? I don't know. But the problem is, if CERN, which I was very concerned about, go back and listen to the shows. I don't trust what CERN, I don't trust what they were doing. But if they destroyed the universe that we were living in, that universe is gone. We're now stuck in this one until they destroy this one and we move to the next one. I'm all for CERN destroying this universe, because this is a shit show. I don't understand it. I don't feel like I belong. I look at people and I shake my head. So I'm all for, and maybe it's already happened, because apparently CERN had just discovered, and they've collided atoms together, and they discovered the atom that began life. And ever since then, things have changed for the better. I mean, England, Finland, they're getting rid of their COVID mandates. They're just saying, you know what, go live your life. So maybe we've moved on. God, I hope so. I just... It's a possibility. You know, the fact that there are, I mean, you can't deny there are other universes anymore. If anything good that CERN produced, it's proven that there are other universes. But the one they put us in was an absolute shit show, and hopefully that one was destroyed and we moved on to the next one. Now let's keep it here, because things seem to be moving in the right direction in this universe. I don't know. Let me know what you think. That'll be the show this week. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, or want anything promoted on this show, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. For those of you who have contacted me, thank you. This is a listener show. I mean, if it wasn't for the listeners, I wouldn't be here. So contact me. Let me know what you want to hear. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week. Even the spots of the sun, don't keep it from warming.